We'd like to interrupt our weekly podcast for a special report. We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the banks of Athens, Greece. We now turn to Nicholas in Athens.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back on the stone wall, to join the thousands that have gathered to witness the atrocity that has just occurred. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk, and as long as I can see. More police are arriving and are drawing up a plan in front of the destruction. There's about 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They are willing to keep their distance. The captain is conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Yes, I believe it's Professor Arignon. Yes, it is. It looks like they're now moving towards the Great Parthenon. Well, what's left of it. The professor seems to be studying the pieces of what's left, while a captain and two police advanced in the wreckage with something in their hands. I see it now. It's a weapon of some sort. It's not a flag of truce. Those terrorists know what it means. Wait a minute. Something's happening. Something's flying out. I can make out small missiles coming straight at them. Oh, God, what's that? Another explosion? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much more destruction these ruins can hold. The missile strikes them head-on now. It's spraying debris everywhere. All the explosions, guns, fires. Another one's coming my way, about 20 yards to my right.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Athens. Stay tuned as we try and get another reporter.